ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 4, Text 4. Very long, but maybe I'll just read to myself.
Nabhi stu jatabhi jatabhi lasitam suprajaskam apa avarudhyati pramodabhavivalo gadgadakshaya gira shairam bhita Naraloka sadharmam Bhagavantam purana purusham maya Pilasita matir vatsa tateti Sanuragam upalata upalayam Param nivritim upagataha Nabhi
Nabhi
King Nabhi
King Nabhi
Tu
Tu
Certainly
Certainly
Jathavilasitam
Jathavilasitam
According to this desire
According to this desire
Suprajaswam
Suprajaswam
The most beautiful son
The most beautiful son
Avarudhya
Avarudhya
Getting
Getting
Ati Pramoda
Ati Pramoda
Of great jubilation
Of great jubilation
Bhara
Bhara
By an excess
By an excess
Vibhala
Vibhala
Being overwhelmed.
Being overwhelmed.
Gadgada.
Gadgada.
Aksharaya.
Aksharaya.
Faltering in ecstasy.
Faltering in ecstasy.
Gira.
Gira.
With a voice.
Chayram.
By his independent will.
By his independent will.
Rihita.
Rihita.
Accepted.
Accepted.
Naraloka sadharmam.
Naraloka sadharmam.
Acting as a human being.
Acting as a human being.
Bhagavantam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purana Purusham. The oldest among human beings. Maya. By Yoga Maya. Vilasita.
Bewildered.
Mati. His mentality.
His mentality.
Vatsa.
Vatsa.
My dear son.
My dear son.
Tata. My darling.
Thus,
Swa-anuragam,
Swa-anuragam,
with great affection,
Upalayam,
raising,
Parama,
transcendental,
Nivritim, bliss,
Upagataha,
achieved.
Translation of Prabhupada Bhaiya Vangayesha Prabhupada Kijaya. Due to getting a perfect son, according to his desire, King Nabhi was always overwhelmed with transcendental bliss and was very affectionate to his son. It was with ecstasy and a faltering voice that he addressed him. My dear son, my darling, this mentality was brought about by Yogamaya, whereby he accepted the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Father as his son, as his own son. Out of his supreme goodwill, the Lord became his son and dealt with everyone as if he were an ordinary human being. Thus the King Nabhi began to raise his transcendental son with great affection, and he was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss, joy and devotion. For the word Maya is used in the sense of illusion, considering the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be his own son. Maharaj Nabhi was certainly in illusion, but this was transcendental illusion. This illusion is required, otherwise how can one accept the Supreme Father as his own son? The Supreme Lord appears as the son of one of his devotees, just as Lord Krishna appeared as the son of Yasoda Ananda Maharaj. These devotees could never think of their son as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for such appreciation would hamper the relationship of paternal love. Mama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutanesh Mata Bhakti Ramta Swami Tinamne Namaste Sarasati Gaurabhari Prasadane Nivishashashini Vali Vashpati Jutani. This is a very wonderful verse, you know, relationship between Krishna and his devotees. It's the perfection of Krishna's devotees. The devotees' desire is that they want to serve Krishna perfectly, with love. So much so that they even want Krishna to be their own son, so they can experience that love that the ordinary people have for their son. That's pure love. When you talk about love, that, you know, sometimes people can be faking to be loved. But when Prabhupada explained that one loves his son, it's not a fake, it's real love. So sometimes Krishna's devotee, you know, we want Krishna to be our son, just so they can experience that loving feelings that they can offer to Krishna. So it's a very transcendental relationship. Of course, Krishna is the supreme source of everything. He doesn't belong to anyone. He is transcendental. We don't own Krishna. But sometimes it's mentioned here that Krishna is like an ordinary human being. He acts like an ordinary human being to accept the service from his devotee. Like he acts like their son. Actually, in fact, in the material world is the opposite. We think this is our son, this is this, my wife, this is the husband, and this is actually a material consciousness. But Prabhupada explains here that we need to have that feeling in order to increase our love for anything. We have to have that feeling, that affectionate feeling. We're not a rock or a tree. There must be some affection towards each other to develop the loving affairs. Otherwise, nothing will progress. So there is always a feeling, there is always a love, there is affection for each other. But ultimately, that loving affection and feelings, that's for God. We are imposing on to others. So that's why Prabhupada says, yes, Maya, illusion. But when you love Krishna, when you love Krishna's devotee, in relation to Krishna, that is transcendental love. So spiritual love, people make a mistake. They call, they have loving affairs, they say, oh, it's transcendental. But they didn't understand, love is only for Bhagavan.
It's my song.
Yeah. Love is only for Krishna. So when you, in the material world, everything is connected to mundane love. Sometimes people say, love is God. God is all one. They don't know who God is, but they know God is all love. Actually, that is actually the perfection of devotional service. When we can actually attain pure love for Krishna, then that is the perfection of our service. Because everything is based on love. If we don't have love for us, for our family, we don't have love for each other, how will we love God? So ultimately, we need to have that love, isn't it? A little bit of love. Of course, we need to understand the principle behind everything we do. So, you know, Krishna, he created this world even when he, for us to understand these things, come to the platform where we can understand that there is a creator behind who loves us. Krishna loves us. This is why he created a situation where we have to serve him. Somehow or another, Krishna brings us to his lotus feet because somewhere down the line, we desire to serve God. So he makes arrangement. A little bit of attitude towards Krishna, a little bit of service to Krishna or his devotee. Krishna will create a situation where we have to turn to Him. So this is that like Mayapur, it's known as Mayapur. Maya means city of illusion. Mayapur, Jagannath Puri, or any pur means city. So it is explained that it is not like what people think, Maya. It is Yoga Maya, Mahamaya, Yoga Maya, two types of Maya. So when he goes to the holy town, you see so many things. There's material activity going on, people, there's businesses, all kinds of people. But there's material vision. We have to develop spiritual vision to be able to see Krishna consciousness in that. This is why Krishna consciousness is a very subtle matter. So when Krishna comes to this world, He's not likely to become one of us. He acts like a human being. Only few can know this is God. Even when Krishna was here 5,000 years ago, at Kurukshetra, only few knew He is Bhagavan, He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Others didn't, the Pandava, the Kunti Devi, Vishwa Devi. Not everybody knew. That's why He had to show the universal form to others, to convince them that He is the Supreme God. And even so, after showing the universal form, many, like Duryodhana, he didn't accept it. He is saying he's just showing mystic power. But the devotees knew Krishna is supreme. He doesn't need to show this universal form to Krishna. Krishna is with his one form, Manishan Rupa. And he playing and pastime playing with his devotees as a pastime. Krishna's pastime, Lila. But Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, only the foolish accept Him as an ordinary human being. So, we talk about love. We want to develop that pure love that we have. That's a very difficult thing. Because in the material world, we don't have that love. In any case, we actually don't have any love for anyone. Even people are, they have some understanding. This is why people always talk about love. Even George Harrison sang that song, My Sweet Lord, because he understood that love is for Sweet Lord Krishna. He couldn't find the love. He couldn't find the love in this world. There's so much hatred, and there is so much violence. There's no love in this world. Businessman, scratch my back, I scratch your back. It's all based on money, economy. There's not really love there. People work, but underneath they hate the boss. They can't wait to get out of the office, go home. Because when you go home, you have some good feeling among the family. Someone close to you, your children, your family, husband, wife, they all, there's some kind of love there. There's affection to each other. But even so, there's not really, if you ask your wife, your children, would you take your karma, for your bad activities, any bad activity, would they accept your karma? They would not accept your karma. So they don't. I always found this very interesting because people, if you really love someone, you will die for them. That's the platform of real love. You die for them. They said, now die for your country, fight for your country. That's love, actually. You believe in that. But the country will be here, you'll be dead in a battlefield. So, Krishna, he says, I am sitting in everyone's heart. So, Sridham Sarva Bhutana, all in the heart of all living beings. Sridham as a friend. He is our friend. Krishna is our friend. He never leaves us. Everybody left you, but Krishna never left us. He's always in our heart. Like when people get married, you know, they have big ceremony and spend a lot of money, and that one day, king for a day, they say. And then, after all the ceremony is over, all the thing, everybody left. And you're just on your own, you and your husband and wife, isn't it? Everybody's gone. Then you have to sort it out. What are you going to leave your life? How to make it go well, get a place, and money, and so many things. This is a big anxiety. But before that, everybody. So, where is actually their love? And the wife may be thinking, make sure that the husband is strong and he can work for her. Make sure he can earn. He has good ability, power, you know, strength, and qualified. He has a degree. You know, parents will make sure that their daughter is married to a person who can provide for her. So there is always a lot of ulterior motive. So if the wife or the husband in another position to take care of each other, that there is no interest. But Krishna accepts everyone as a servant. He accepts everyone. Krishna is so loving. Even someone who doesn't serve Krishna, Krishna always there to make arrangements. How you can come to me, he's playing. How you can bring him back to his lotus feet. Krishna, so that's his kindness. Krishna is so kind. Even the whole life, we are working for ourselves. And at the end of our life, the body is not functioning anymore. We are old age. And then Krishna didn't mind. You can come to the temple, serve Charanamrita, and sit down, chant japa. You're not able to do much for him. But still, Krishna accepts you. We want someone to work for us. You're unproductive. We don't want you. We're not productive. We're just chanting japa Hare Krishna, sitting in the temple. We didn't bring money. We didn't go out. We're not able to do anything because the body is falling apart. But still Krishna accepted us. So Krishna created this old age. At least at the end of our life, we serve him. Okay, you gave yourself so much. That's why there is sannyas life. There is a four ashrams, varashrama system. That at least at the end, we're not able to do much for yourself. Turn to Krishna. Come to the temple, Hare Krishna. So that is love. That love have to understand. We have to understand what is pure love. Pure love is when we can understand through knowledge that God is the supreme love. He loves us more than we love ourselves. We don't understand what is love. Only He understands. This is why He makes so much arrangement for Krishna to come here. Krishna sends his representative. He himself comes here. Because he wanted to make sure that how he can bring us back to his lotus feet. So that's why I said it's very subtle. Krishna consciousness is very subtle. Krishna can arrange with someone to talk to us. He may not personally. But he's sitting in our heart. So as soon as we make a little bit of effort, Krishna will arrange to send someone to talk to you. It's just like, buying a product. Or something, a customer comes and there's always people around in office that make sure that he gets taken care of, given an appropriate place to sit in a room, in a comfortable chair, and maybe something to eat or a drink. They have everything there to make him feel good because he had the interest, he's come to the office to buy the goods. So similarly, Krishna, for he makes all of him as soon as we show a little bit of interest to serve him. Even if we don't want to serve him, still Krishna is taking care of us. You see the animals, they're getting their food, they are going around chanting his name, Sankirtan, chanting japa, or going to any program, sitting in the class, listening to Bhagavatam, Krishna is still taken. They're Nasik, atheists. They're getting well fed. So this is his love. So when you understand love, it's the higher principle of love, his material principle, to take care of ourselves, to take care of each other. That's not love. But it's a lower level of love. But real love is when you do for Krishna, love Krishna so much that you don't want anything to, in return. Bhakti. We don't say bhakti to anything else other than bhakti, loving service, loving personal service to Krishna. That is bhakti, pure love. We don't want anything in return. But just like coming to the program, sitting in class, you don't have to do these things. There's thousands of Indians in Australia, all over the world. But only a handful of Indian people are coming to temple. Because they understand that I want to hear about Krishna. I won't give anything. But they know that by chanting holy name, by you are trying to please Krishna. You're trying to attract to Krishna. There are so many things that dragon has done to attract that we can be attracted to, the sidetracked to in the material world. That's my idea. So we force ourselves to be attracted to Krishna. Even if you see the deity, we're not really attracted because we don't understand. He didn't talk to us, he didn't jump out of the altar and say, hey, hello, how are you? And give you a hug. He didn't come out. He's still standing there. So you think you can get anything in relationship? How every day you see Gonita, every day he's still standing there. So when you see something with our eyes, with our naked senses, we don't understand things. That's why you have to hear about Krishna. When you see Krishna, but we can hear about Krishna, how he looks like, how his daily activities, then we will understand it. Not by seeing. We have to see at the same time here about Krishna. So similarly, Krishna consciousness is to understand these loving affairs between Krishna and his devotee. Krishna is never alone. You see, he is always next to Radharani. Krishna, we don't actually have any. Srila Prabhupada always wanted Krishna with Radha, and never alone with Krishna. Or his account, or the cows there, gopis there. If Radharani is not there, then he's full of cows for his friends and Golok Vrindavan. He's not simply alone behind his big light. That's the Mayavadi version, the personal aspect of Krishna. That's not perfect realization of God. When you can understand God, a complete form of understanding of God is to not be personal, is to be able to understand that everything comes from Him. He has a form, He is full of variety. He is in spiritual walk with friends and gopas and gopis. He has His own place, a residence, spiritual world, spiritual realm. So impersonal understanding is not complete. That's why there's that verse where it explains, Paramiti, Paramiti, Bhagavaniti, Sattate, that Brahman understanding, you see all these material things, but you have to know where it's coming from. It's like if you know the father, but there's mother and father. And not just one thing. There is a package. So Krishna is the complete, Om Purnamadha Purnamidam, complete form of everything, the source of everything. So it's just like when you eat food, you don't think that just falling on your plate. Somebody has to cook it. Before it's cooking, somebody has to get it from the market. Before it comes to market, someone's in the field, plowing it, growing it. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's not just boom on your plate. There's a lot of work behind to put it to feed your belly, to go through your stomach, so you can get the energy. It's not just so you have to understand the whole concept that how everything is in place, who is behind it, how it is all working. So when you talk about love, it's not just a vague thing. You have to know the full picture of everything. If you want to love someone, you want to know the background. who they are, how they came about, what their position, and so it's good to know those things, their background check, isn't it? So similarly, a devotee, bhakta, want to know everything about Krishna. The bhakta want to know everything about Krishna because they love Krishna. He doesn't, God is last thing. I feed myself first, my family first, our country first. What's your country? Nothing belongs, not one hair on your head that belongs to you. It's very weird that before you're a single man, and suddenly you have a family, and suddenly you have expansion of kids and children, and one day you're not going to have that. So how is it that it belongs to you? Before you have anything, you're one single person, and suddenly you have this family around you. And one day, and then you get this big illusion thinking, wow, no, this is mine. You know, like, you get into this big illusion consciousness. And before you know it, that's all gone. You're an old man, all these things falling apart. They don't care for you. And they don't even want to take care of you. They throw you in a nursing home. And they come to see you once in a while. And they just want to get rid of you. So, in a mature concept of life, if they have no understanding of his love. Only Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, gave us that love that can sustain us, uphold us. The pure love of Krishna can uphold us. Everything else in this world is just a bluff. Ah, I love you. When people say that, it's just going to go away from there. I believe that at all. If they know, you have money, or you have this, that's what they have. There's some ulterior motive. If you have everything, you're not going to come to temple. Sometimes Krishna takes everything away. So he says, "Oh no, Hari, he takes everything away. I don't want to go." He takes away your material desire, which we are working so hard to get rid of it. And he takes it away so kindly and gives you bhakti, which is the most sustainable thing. Bhakti is the real opulence of the devotee, love for Krishna. Maybe you know there's no love. You see, even devotees, we are so become so attached to our family. And we forget Krishna. You know, we come here, back play, bring prasad for your family. You can take a little bit and give them prasad. You just respect a little bit. But you're thinking, I will give them, they'll give someone. So it becomes extended family relation. We are not thinking Krishna, we're thinking ourselves first. But nothing wrong in affection. But we always need to understand that there's a line where we have to understand between you and Krishna. How much am I actually really loving Krishna? The scale. For Krishna, a little bit love down here is 4 radians up. You see? Now I'm thinking my cook for the temple, for the kitchen. I'm thinking every time I go in there, I'm thinking, I don't want to cook today for these people. There's always comments coming here. They can find their own food. I don't want to cook for them. They may help me something, but just maintain. I don't need that. I can travel all the world, preach, and then there'll be so much wonderful. We're stuck in this kitchen all the time, and people come and tell me what to do and stuff. And I really don't like it, but then I'm thinking to myself, at the end of the day, it's good what you did, because things we do make you humble. And if feel very close to the Krishna. People tell me more all the time. And, you know, it makes me humble. Because if you go back to Godhead, it's you and God. Everybody is a servant. And you have an issue. We're going to fix that right now. Otherwise, you're not going to get there. So you have the problems with each other, you have problems with devotees. These things, I don't call it love, but it's a matter of understanding how we can live together happily. With Krishna in the center, it goes well. When we become the center, then it's a problem. Because we're sipping it out, like a sieve. Everyone has to work for a diamond company. They have these things called sieve, size, different sizes, number. And then you put the diamond in, and you're looking for size 10, which is very small, and different size. So you put it in, all those sizes will go out, because that's the right size. If the bigger size stays up. So if you want diamond like size 15, that will stay up, all the small ones will go down. So they have different sieves, different sizes. Big stack, then they have number on it. I remember working at a safe out, and then there's a lot of work, like the color, this, that, the other thing, separately. A serving, they call it. So Krishna consciousness is a big sift in different numbers. He's sifting out this guy, you know, he over there, he over there, you know. Everybody has the services. But Krishna is doing that so just so that we can develop love for him. Just so that we can do more service in a nice way. So you send somebody in the kitchen, don't know how to cook, but then he can learn. But somebody who hates it, he only understands. He won't do it nicely. You're forcing him. So give them another service. So we have we need to understand each other. How we can engage everyone in Krishna service. That's why the spiritual master, he engages his disciple accordingly. We sing in the morning, Sansara, you know, there's songs. Spiritual master, you know, Chaturvida, you know, that's four kinds of food, chewing, and then swallowing, and there's four kinds of spiritual master, eats it or engages. So similarly, spiritual master also, those verses, engages the disciple accordingly. So Krishna similarly, out of his love, he allows himself to be his devotee's son. How God can be son? He's the creator of everyone. He's the creator of the universe. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate. The universe and the material world is coming from him. He's the source of creation, material and spiritual. But he wants to experience the love that his devotee has. So he becomes the son of Mother Yashoda, Maharaj, Prabhupada, and Jiva. And the four Kumaras, they always want to stay young. So they can always remain in that childhood life. They don't develop maturity. Because when you mature, then you will get a family and responsibility. They don't want that. So they can stay very small, boy and innocent. So they can serve Krishna. I wish you could do that. You get older, you get mentality change, body hormone change, and then you probably have some responsibilities in the material world. And you think that you forget Krishna. There was this Sadananda, you know, he had a guru, and he told Sadananda that he needed to go home. He was young boy, like you, young boy. And then he went home. He said, okay, I'll be coming back shortly. And when he went home, and he became attached to everything around and the family. And Indian parents, generally, they like their son to get married to the, you know, not always, sometimes they just want to get rid of you. But generally, they really love you, they want you to have a family. In the Western world, they want to get rid of you. But in India, generally, they like you to have your own family. They get rid of you that way.
Have your family and get out. So he can live in peace. Maybe. So he went home and he wasn't coming back. So his guru was waiting, waiting. What's happening? Sadananda, where is he? And so he went there. Guru went into the family. And they said, now he's married. And he will take time to come. So he said, okay. So Guru was very patiently waiting for him. So then, waiting, he wasn't coming. So he went there. He said he had a child. So he said, when are you going to come? He said, give me some more time. So he went back after a while and he said, I will come when the children grow up. They have their own family. That's going to take ages. that's his whole life. Where is the time to serve Krishna? So Guru was very patiently waiting. And then suddenly, he was an old man. Because by the time the children grow up, they get married, you become an old man. And then your children have children. That by that time, you're just ready to go. You're too old. So then Guru is still waiting. And so he went there. And they said, he passed away. So Guru was so patient that still, in all this time, still waiting. He said, so he knew where he was by his mystic power. He became very attached to his family. So he's still in the same house. They said, where is he? He said, he's a snake in the house and under the safe. Olden days, people used to keep money in their own home, like very in a safe. So they want to beat the snake. So now give him to me. He's my disciple. So he brought the snake home and the snake was chanting Hare Krishna and everything, not violent. So people were, he was in the Guru's ashram. So people were coming and very sick. So the Guru said, he said to the Guru, I'm non violent, I can't bite people. How come? What should I do? He said, you just go after them. You put up your fang and chase them and they run away. You don't have to bite them. So my point is, Janme Prabhu said, the spiritual master is always waiting for us. Spiritual master, he's like Krishna. He comes for us. And Krishna, similarly, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is waiting for us also. He makes the rain to send Guru to us. Now sometimes you're in the street, he distributes a book. He was a Guru. You gave him a book, your first Guru. Bhartha Pada Sata Guru, right? First Guru. You tell them about Krishna. You become a Guru. Somebody comes to temple and you be very nice to them because of Mahasharam. I know somebody comes to here, everybody wants to serve them because we're eager to make them devotee. This is good. You give him a book. Luckily, we don't have so many people, we don't push them too much to sell a book. Make a friend and give them a push out and tell them how, if they like it, that's why they came here. So you become a guru. They really appreciate it. Krishna will appreciate it because you are nice to them. If you're not nice to somebody come to your home, that means you have a problem. You're not nice to your family, your children, you're nagging them, beating them up. That's also a reason for you to get out. They want to get out. So we have to learn to be nice. Because Krishna is the most nicest person. He's God full of love. I can talk about love. Rocks and trees, they're in love. They also have their way. So we will be better than that. Love Krishna means show me love. Not just talk about it. Show me love. Isn't it? And I've heard John in Hare Krishna movement in Miami, 1973. I don't think people had love. I'm not saying anything wrong. People are just so natural. Everyone, like, because we love Prabhupada, but we hate everyone else. Maybe. But they didn't, I'm just saying, they didn't. But it was so intense to be a devotee. Really intense. I was complaining like anything every day. My mother, I hate this place. I hate these white people. They just too pushy. And they talk about love. I don't think they have love. My mother says, you are a rascal.
He just stayed here. These white people are demigods. They're like that because they love me. They want to serve Prabhupada nicely. They want you to make sure that you become a good devotee. That's why they're happy with you. But I don't like it. You're also nice, but you're not like that. And there's one white mother, very big lady. So every time I saw her, like one mother went. She was my ashram, like clean the body and stuff. We're very small, so we have mothers. They didn't have any teachers. This lady is from Los Angeles, big American lady. And she used to clean my ears. With her, you know, in India, they had, those days they didn't have much. And they had this plastic scrubber. you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's very popular. They used to clean the clothes and stuff. Or ground. They used to clean our ears. Five of us. They had a big group back then. Hey, I'm screaming, Maldi, come on. So I only learned to hate. I didn't have love for devotees. And they said, you eat what we give you. We didn't have enough prasadam. They just give us, it wasn't so good, not so tasty. You know, they didn't have a ghee back then. So it was very, we were getting malnutrition. They didn't have any food. And so they said, open your mouth, they put one tablespoon of ghee. Because they didn't have ghee. Here is everything too much ghee. We have a problem. It's all ghee, guys, not one ghee, because it's too heavy. But that time we didn't have ghee. You know? So it was so tough. I said, how you can talk about love? And I was a small boy. And I went to my mother's ashram. Because my mother was staying there. Look for her. You know, when you're small, you're attached to your parents. You haven't grown up yet. I was trying to get away from all the big devotees. They're just so pushy. And so when I went to the ashram, and my mother wasn't there, and all the white mothers, they said, what are you doing here? What are you going to do? Yeah. So I was like, everywhere you go, it's like, where to go? So one day my mother went to Navadeep. And so I was crying, going around, looking for her. I thought she left me, you know, this is coming. And I thought, oh, this is the wrong place, I don't want to be here, you know. So they locked me up. And one devotee named Mother Sarita. He's a guru now. Italian devotee. Very nice devotee. He locked me up, the lotus building. And I couldn't get out. So those rooms in the lotus building, they didn't have metal windows. You can just open the wooden door, wooden window. It's a latch, and you can jump out. It's only your level. So that's what I did. And then I was looking, they couldn't find me. And then they said, your mother went to some doctor, she's back. I said, oh, sure. And then I felt good. So, you know, mother's love is always pure. That's what I was talking about before. Love for children, mothers, is real love. But sometimes we make a show. So we have to create that love amongst us. Otherwise we get the wrong, you know, concept of what is love. At least talk about it in a nice way and behave in that way. Then whole life you remember, oh, this guy, he said something so nice. He was so nice, he gave me this. You remember all your life. At the same time someone said something wrong, you also remember, oh, this guy was so nasty. Especially when you're young, somebody do something, you have this mind, you're growing up and you start to realize you remember everything in your life. I remember as a kid in Santipur, I grew up in Santipur. And one boy, his name was Kartik, Bengali boy, very strong, same age as me, but he hit me. And I couldn't fight back. Everyone said, fight back. I couldn't, he was strong. I still today remember. I said, oh, I wish I'd find him, I'd give him back. You know, so he had this attitude. So when Krishna, he gives us a love, you know, that's so pure, so loving. Like crystal clear water. When you're thirsty, you drink a little bit of water from a river or a glass. So pure, it's so satisfying. You don't want anything. So Krishna is so loving. He's giving us things that satisfies us completely.
didn't say, give me so much, this so much money, this is so much, chant my name. He didn't ask for anything. He said, just chant my name. Offer some flower to me. He didn't say, give me pizza, give me some lye. We are following because now we have, we can. But if dad didn't have anything, he didn't expect from us. But whatever you have, fruit, flower, water, I accept it. He offered devotion. So Krishna always wants love from us. That's why he can be son of his devotee. Because only he can get that love. Don't think only the devotees and spiritual will have love for him. Him also. That's why he comes here. And perform pastimes with his devotee in the material world. That devotee is here. His whole world is creation. Even in the spiritual world, he wants something different. He wants to come down here in the material world and experience that love in a different way. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha, Krishna, and he became, he's a combination of Radha and Krishna. He wants to feel what the Radharani has, that love for him. How it is like. It's like so much love. That's why he's golden form, like Radharani. So similarly, all these things are very, very nice, that how if you can understand, you know, parental love of Krishna, the loving affairs between, you know, Brahmada Yashoda and Maharaj with Krishna as a child. In Gujarat, they worship Krishna as a Ladu Baba. You know, they wake up Krishna with songs, the childhood pastimes. They want to see Krishna like a childhood pastime. They love him much. That's why they worship Ladu Baba. Not so much, you know, that lila, childhood lila, Vrindavan lila. It's very nice. It's very sweet. And then there's Dwarka. Krishna is different. Kurukshetra are different. Different types of pastimes. Patsalya, friendship, as a five kinds of verses Krishna has. He Nitro, the Krishna's parent, he's very loving. He's very sweet. This is why even our, you know, grihasthas, you have children. It's not just having a family, husband and wife. You have children because they bring joy to the family. They give that they enliven the family with having have a child. Then they grow up. It's such a loving feeling. It's not very dry. If you husband and wife every day, it's dry. Unless you are serving Krishna, there's going to be affliction there. So many children, they fill up the house of children and activity. And you love the children and they you know, speak in such a way, and then they go to school. There's so many responsibilities, but also they give pleasure to the family. So Krishna, Krishna, imagine Krishna. He was given a lot of hard time with Yashoda, stealing bunch of, and people complaining. We're going to have the, Dhamma Puja soon, this month. So Krishna was giving a lot of hard time to Mother Yashoda. That's why he wanted to punish Krishna. But actually, Mother Yashoda, this is our loving affairs between mother and son. And Krishna, he loves that kind of pastime, to act like that. So it's, you need to understand through knowledge that Krishna's relationship with his devotee, he has a type of relationship, like I said, five types of relationship. All this relationship, because Krishna is there, he will become perfect. We take Krishna out and then it's Maya. Like Prabhupada says, it's not transcendental anymore. Even as we as the family have children, because you are trying to make Krishna conscious, you offering food to Krishna, you have a deity in a home. So it's all transcendental. It becomes very blissful. Otherwise, it's just mundane. Raise children and have family and then die and finish it. There's nothing so special. Okay, Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Yes?
So, we see Krishna is merciful and as you mentioned, like Krishna is giving us the love, but we see because of our karmic reaction or because of our previous lives, we are born into different situations where, and especially if I look into like people born in India, many of them these days, they don't even have time to spend time with family, what to speak about, because they travel 2 hours to and fro, and so they're so busy, they don't even have time to spend with family. How can they practice Krishna consciousness, or how can they practice, even know about the love of Krishna, because their life is so busy? And similarly, we see here also, like, there's too much of luxury, because of which we are not able to think about Krishna. So, how do we understand this?
The thing is, this is why there must be much more emphasis. We have these temples, and even this temple we have, all our ISKCON centers all over the world, you know, Srila Prabhupada, he made a very, very luxurious temple, you know, a very comfortable feeling. A lot of prasadam, and beautiful beings, very clean, very soothing. When people come here, they feel, oh, I want to be around here. So Prabhupada, he gave us this, and even he created the ashram, you know, Grihastha ashram. Like going out there, they have, it's all sannyasi brahmachari, they have mother to serve, and you know, mother is here trying to worship the deity. So Prabhupada actually took it to the next level of Krishna consciousness. So he it's difficult if we don't take part in Krishna consciousness and enjoy it. We can become victimized by material world, by sense gratification. But all the Grihasthas here, all the devotees here, not only us, everyone, all the devotee community, they like it very much because Prabhupada created this. This atmosphere, this Vaishnava community is so soothing. This is why I emphasize at this point. When we're associated together, all of us together, we need to create that loving feeling among us. Because what happens if it is not, if it's in the material world, the business people, you know, there's a lot of frictions. And they go away. There's nothing lovely about those business talks. You know, it's all, there may be some extent, but as Vaishnava and devotees, it's just, we're talking these things, it extends our love for each other. That's why we want to hear about Krishna. When you can love Krishna, then we will love everyone. Because just like if you are sitting, if you are in a room, and you already sun's up and still sleeping, everything is dark, it looks dark. It looks like still nighttime. So when you open the curtain, they say, oh my God, I'm sleeping too much. It's already, you know, overtime. Sun's up. So, similarly, we have to wake up to knowledge. That knowledge is bhakti yoga. When you love Krishna, you love Krishna consciousness, through knowledge, jnana yoga, by associating, our vision is broader. So it's not just an external thing on the surface. We have to go deeper. Then we will understand more. Then there is no violence amongst us. There is no so much attachment to the material world. Because we understand, okay, this is not right. It also comes by realization. When you're suffering, you turn to Krishna. So, of course, there's a struggle. Because we're in the material world. We're not in the spiritual world. The temple helps us to guide us to Krishna more. The temple atmosphere, the devotees, the deity worship, hearing Krishna Katha, these things gives us the rise, the spiritual life. So if you don't do these things, even in family, it can become materially only, more mundane. We have a routine life, you go to work, you come home, you eat your roti, and this and that, watch the little telly, and then go to sleep, and go shopping. It becomes very mundane without Krishna consciousness. Everybody is doing that. And then there's so much problems. So without God consciousness, human life is meant to arose to spiritual life, through service. That's the purpose of human life. If you don't do that, it only becomes mundane. We get bogged down in the material world, more and more. Like a quicksand. He fall in the quicksand. He try to get out, he only go down. He get stuck. So mature, in the mature life, in a mature atmosphere, in a, he only wants to become more stuck. He can't get out. So spiritual solution is the ultimate solution to everything. Spiritual solution is the solution to material solution too. Material solution itself cannot solve material solution without spiritual solution. They're trying. You see the disease today. After almost a year, they still don't have a vaccine. But they're trying to get it. But they don't know if it's going to work or not. But we know. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I have brought this medicine, the holy name. We knew that. But they have faith. So, go away. And Hare Krishna is not going to help. It does. We have the faith. I believe by chanting Hare Krishna, it can make you healthy. Singing and dancing can make you healthy. It's an exercise. Also, if you have to have faith, when you sit down and chant Hare Krishna with love, tears in your eyes, hair thing on the end. If you have any hair on the end, can you stand on the end? But it's not like that. It's in the heart. It's conditional of consciousness. We're loving consciousness in our heart, calling out for Krishna. That gives good health. People are in the material world, they can't even laugh because they're so much in anxiety. It's so hard for them to smile because they're full of anxiety underneath. It's not coming out. The devotees, they can't stop laughing. You see, what do you have? You live in ashram. You don't have family, you don't have money, you don't have anything. Maybe you do, but where's your happiness coming from? From Krishna. Ultimate happiness comes from Krishna, not from material things. So sometimes we have to wake up to this. Even as devotees, we get bogged down in family life. We start to think, oh, it's my children, my family, my children. Like I gave the example. This is going to be all gone one day. It's between you and God. So we have to wake up to knowledge. Then through knowledge, Gyan Yoga, we can understand, this is the life, what you're saying. This is what you're saying, Krishna is saying. So we have to turn to the light. Light and knowledge. That's what Bhagavatam says. Look away from darkness. Turn to light. Light of God. Light of knowledge. Take charge of all you need. Associated with this. This is what we are saying. If we don't, like I said, we only get stuck in the world more and more. And it's very hard to get out. That's why the spiritual master, that's why Krishna comes. Perform his leela. To attract us living angels who are so much bogged down in ignorance. Om Mahavirakivananda says, yeah, spiritual master comes. And Krishna performs his wonderful pastimes, leela, as a childhood. And we get attracted to this leela, the ordinary living entities. He lifted Govardhan Hill. So, wow, small child lifted Govardhan Hill. We haven't seen it, but that hill is still there in Vrindavan. And we can hear the pastime. So we get attracted to that. Krishna is not only just sitting in the spiritual world, and having lived out this world. He's coming down here all the time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna came, Varaha, Nrsimha, they all come down here, perform their leela. Because these are the messages for us to wake, attract us to come back. What is the reason for Krishna to become a son of Nadi? He said, I don't know, you all are my sons. Why I should become your son? That's what I would tell if I am God. But he is so merciful, he becomes the son of his devotee to attract us to him, to increase his love for his devotee. Even Krishna wants to have more love for his devotee. This is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he combined himself with him and Radharani. Because why she has so much love for Krishna? Even God is full of everything, but still he wants to know why his devotee loves him so much. This is a very loving exchange. So my point is that for us to understand these things, it's difficult because the Maya is so strong in the material world. We have been in the material world for millions of lifetimes. So suddenly we want to become lover of God. So there's been a lot of challenges. So that's not easy. So that's why we have to be very strong. The spiritual strength comes from chanting of Sadhguru Devotee, hearing Krishna Katha from a devotee. It's not just comes. It's a struggle, but that struggle is transcendental. Krishna will help us. But if we are going to stand, it's not going to come, we have to work at it. Everything, we have to work at it. Krishna bhakti, love for Krishna comes through our effort. And when Krishna sees his city in our heart, he will help us. His spiritual master will help us. But we have to initially make the effort. Okay. And that just comes. Like I was giving the example of the food on your plate. There's a lot of work behind before it falls on your plate. So similarly, bhakti yoga, loving devotion to Krishna, it's a method of service, loving devotion and service. Not sitting all day. Even chanting Hare Krishna was pleasing, giving me a service. Just a couple of months ago we did the holy name, one we talked about the holy name. And everyone was emphasizing that chanting the holy name has been giving me a service. Hare Krishna. It's a prayer, mantra. Different types of mantra, tantra, yantra. The mantra means it's a prayer to relieve us from material anxiety, to please engage us in your service. Take me away from my hand. I'm so stuck in the world. Please, Krishna, help me. So when you see the deity, you have to pray, Krishna. That's how we are seeing the deity. That's how our life should be. Okay. Take it. Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada, Nijaya.